It's time for another edition of Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, and with us in the studios for the program today, we have Dr. Maria Nolte from Madison Healthcare Services. Welcome back to the airwaves again.
Thank you.
Just had you on the other day talking about the COVID-19 situation.
Right, yep. We're still living it.
Still fighting that up there, huh?
Yep.
All right. And, of course, we encourage people to still do what you told them to do the other day. Give them a few tips there. What are your suggestions for battling that?
Right. So the biggest one is staying home, which is kind of ties into what we're talking about today. But stay home. And if you have to leave for groceries or medications or things like that, try to maintain your distance and wash your hands.
All right. And stay away from the large groups and stay safe.
Exactly.
Well, we're going to talk about one way to stay safe is virtual medicine, virtual visits, and that's the topic of discussion today. You know, in case somebody's wondering, what is a virtual visit?
Right. So, we know that people are still going to have other illnesses and sicknesses and rashes and things like that. Things are still going to happen even though we're fighting the coronavirus. So what we've been doing at the clinic up here is trying to still see people without physically being in the same room with them. So we can have people set up for a virtual visit, which is like a video visit. So we're sitting at our computers with a camera and either talking to the patient on their smartphone or computer. So really seeing them face to face, like FaceTime or Skype, essentially. Mm-hmm. Or we can do a telephone visit directly with the patient.
Okay. And what kind of things can you treat that way? How serious can your problem be and you can still do it virtually?
So, I mean, there are certain things that we, you know, really do need to see people in person, but a lot of, allergy symptoms, which I know are big especially this time of year, certain upper respiratory things, colds, you know, certainly even the people who think they might have COVID, if they're doing well enough to stay at home, you know, those are the people mm-hmm. we're wanting to do visits with, skin rashes, our chronic diseases, diabetes, hypertension, depression, anxiety, those are a lot of things that we can do either over the phone or through the video visit.
Right. So all they need is a camera on the computer and a microphone or use their iPad or whatever the case, where
exactly.
It's all built in and away you go.
Yep. And if they don't have that, like I said, we can just do a direct telephone visit where you're talking directly to a provider.
Okay. That's telemedicine or virtual visits getting kind of popular, isn't it? I know we've talked about it. I talked to Josh Benning, the Veteran Service Officer, every Monday morning, and one of the things I know he's mm-hmm. talked about a few times, the VA is really getting into that for the veterans and that kind of thing, where they don't have to make that long trek to get to the facility. They can do it over the phone.
Right, and, you know, before all this, a lot of our specialists were kind of moving that direction as mm-hmm. a way to improve our access. We have telestroke available at the hospital. So, you know, face to face with a neurologist at that time. And so I think it's definitely something that's going to even hopefully more blossom after this.
Right. And you can even get more technical with it, I guess, because I know Paul Ramo works for us here. No secret. He had a pacemaker put in mm-hmm. and he's got a little unit by the bed that monitors the pacemaker and sends it somewhere else. And they monitor everything and they can send him a report of when things are working and how they're working, and it's kind of cool.
Right. Yep. There is a lot of technology that can be available. Our visits are pretty simple compared to that, but I think they're very effective, and it's nice to still see our patients and check in on them.
Right. I'm sure it makes it easier for your schedule, and when you don't have a lot of people coming in, you kind of time things out a little bit.
Right.
Easier.
Yep. Yep. So when when patients call in to schedule, they get put on our schedule like a normal clinic visit. And so then, you have a scheduled time just like you would if you were coming in.
It's probably healthier for the patient too. You always think of a hospital or a clinic as being a place where it's, clean and healthy. But actually, it's probably that waiting room out there in the clinic or the hospital probably isn't the healthiest place in the world to be.
Right.
So,
and we're doing our best to try to keep.
Right.
If you have to come to the clinic, keeping healthy people in one area and kind of diverting the sicker people to a different area just to try to keep them separate as much as we can.
Right. I have this bad habit of walking into the clinic or whatever, and people are sitting there. I go, hi, how are you doing? Well, that probably really isn't the question to ask people that are in the clinic waiting room.
Right.
So then I apologize and we move on.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's an interesting subject. I'm sure if people are interested in more on virtual visits or telemedicine, All they have to do is give you guys a call up there, and you'd be glad to fill them in on just how to go about this, right?
Exactly. And certainly, like I said, we have visits that we will still conduct in person. So having the patients come up there, visits that require immunizations, especially, those early well child visits for newborns up to the age of two, those are kids that we like to see in person, mm-hmm. And get those vaccinations. There are, going to be visits where we need to examine the patient, and those are going to be visits where they have to come to the clinic. And then, people will still have pre-op exams for surgeries or work injuries, prenatal visits, things like that. Those are going to be things that we'll still be seeing in person in clinic.
Okay. Well, I've seen some interesting stories too about where they're even doing surgery via the internet.
Interesting.
For the doctors on the other side of the world operating on somebody over there. That I don't know if I'd trust that myself and worry about the electricity going out or
right.
something. But
I know there's like robotic surgeries, right. but I haven't heard of that far away.
Yeah. So if you need a specialist, and he happens to be on the other side of the world or something,
right.
that's kind of interesting. Just what people are at least thinking about or developing these
right.
days.
Right. Like I said, technology is pretty amazing, and it's nice that we can utilize it here.
Whole new world.
That's yep.
right. Especially right now, it's kind of a different world.
Right.
Too.
Kind of exactly.
Strange, kind of like the Twilight Zone or something.
Right. I still try to can't believe that it's 2020 and this is what we're living
in. That's right. Well, that's probably a good thing that we're doing what we're doing, hunkering down here.
Yeah,
and,
I think people have been doing. People have been doing really well.
Yeah, I guess I saw a report this morning that Minnesota isn't doing too badly. It said South Dakota needs some work over there. So you guys on the other side of the border who might be tuned in, stay at home. But Minnesota got a pretty good report card. Not as good as some states, but not doing too bad. So,
good.
Yeah, stay at home, and hopefully this really won't last too terribly long.
We hope so.
Right. Well, Dr. Nolte, thanks for coming in for Wellness Wednesday today. And as we said, if anybody has any questions on virtual visits or the Madison healthcare services in general and the services that they offer up there, just give a call up to the clinic or the hospital, get all your questions answered, and hopefully we'll get you back on the air again real soon.
Sounds great. Thank you for having me.
That's Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.